till now. Do you?
Well, I saw it actually. It happened to me when I wrote War Day.
Well, really?
Yeah, they got very annoyed because at the time, the administration was beating the drums that limited nuclear war was winnable and survivable.
I remember that period, yes.
Yeah, and War Day reminded everyone that, yeah, that might be true, but it was going to still be kind of unpleasant. And it sort of killed the idea of hardening American industrial sites and stuff that was floating around at the time. And yeah, the administration was very annoyed, and it became known as the War Day scenario when it was eventually adopted by some of the scientists involved, the Dr. Kostasipis and so forth. And their strategy of provoking the Soviet Union into a limited nuclear war was shelved, basically. And so I've been there, and you know, but I don't know. It's very disturbing in a way because, of course, living here in San Antonio, I have a lot of friends who are close to the Bushes, and I know them to be wonderful people. And you know, nobody. I mean, I know there's a lot of partisan people who say you have to hate Bush or you have to love Bush, et cetera.
No.
But let me give you an idea of what I mean by wonderful people. A few months ago, the son of a friend, who also was a friend of the Bushes, was in a very bad situation with cancer. And as busy as George W. Bush was, he took time out. This guy, he could have been, he's all right now. He's in remission now, but he was at the time believed to be dying, and he wanted to go in the White House and to just see the White House. So a little tour was arranged for him. The White House was closed at the time because of the terrorism threat.
Right.
And he and his new wife and his mother-in-law went to the White House, and soon enough, they were ushered into the Oval Office. The president spent half an hour with this young couple, simply out of the goodness of his heart, as busy as he is,
Yeah.
simply to say to this young man and to give him hope. And it was extraordinary.